If you've ever wondered how solar power works, maybe this exhibit can help. This is an example of an off-grid system. When sunlight hits the silicon wafers of a solar panel, they act like electron pumps, forcing a current to move through the wires. The more sunlight they receive, the more electrical voltage they create. But it takes a bit more than just installing panels on your roof and plugging them into your household wiring. In this off-grid system, the panels are only the first step. When clouds, birds, and weather conditions get in the way, the power they produce will drop. It'll vary a lot, and it can even drop to zero. And of course, they don't work at night. Because of this, we need something to stabilize and store the power coming out of them. That's the second step in the system, the charge controller. The charge controller monitors the output of the panels. It also monitors the amount of charge in the batteries. It modifies the voltage and the current coming from the panels so the batteries are never recharged too fast nor overcharged, two things that are very bad for batteries. Unfortunately, the charge controller cannot prevent the batteries from being drained completely. That's even worse. This can only be avoided by a wise and careful use of the energy. The charge controller is expensive, but it will pay for itself many times over by doubling, tripling, or even quadrupling the lifespan of the batteries. The batteries, of course, are the heart of the system. They store the energy produced by the panels when the sun is shining, so we can use it whenever we want to, even in the middle of the night. It's important to know how much energy you'll be using so you can get the right amount of batteries. Then you need the right amount of panels to recharge the batteries every day, and the right size of charge controller to manage it all. There's a little bit of math involved, but it's not too complicated. For example, a 100-watt light bulb left on for 10 hours is 100 watts times 10 hours equals 1,000 watt-hours, or 1 kilowatt-hour. How many watt-hours you use in a day determines how many batteries and panels you'll need. These batteries, here, can store about 7 kilowatt-hours of energy. That's enough to burn 7 100-watt light bulbs for 10 hours, or a 1600-watt heater for a little over 4 hours. Solar power batteries usually come in 2-volt or 6-volt versions. We have 4 6-volt batteries, which adds up to 24 volts of direct current. Unfortunately, all of our appliances use 110 volts of alternating current. So we need an inverter to switch the DC power into AC power and adjust the voltage. The inverter also has to match the maximum amount of power we'll be using at any time. Most household plugs are rated for 1,650 watts, but when refrigerators and freezers start up, they can pull a lot more than that for a few seconds. That's why we installed a 2,000-watt inverter to operate our coolers. It took all this to supply power for just one outlet of normal household current. But a grid-connected system would be a lot simpler than this. All you'd need is the panels and a grid connection box. No batteries and no inverter. It'd be a lot cheaper. And a properly sized grid-connected system can pay for itself in as little as 7 years. After that, all your energy is free. Now that's a wise investment.